It's time now for a tale or two from the summer learning program at the Dorman Library. In cooperation with Big Country WABH Radio, you can hear these stories for kids every Saturday morning at this time. Miss Kathleen and Miss Tara will be your storytellers. Our program is brought to you by Steuben Citizens Federal Credit Union, the Betty Kay Bake Shop, Joint and Von Hagen Law Firm, along with Yogi Bear's Yellowstone Park.
Hi, this is Ms. Tara back from the Dorman Library to share another story with you. Today I'm reading From Sea to Shining Sea, a treasury of American folklore and folk songs, and this was compiled by Amy L. Cohen. This is a tale called Jack and the Two-Bullet Hunt, and it's retold by Amy L. Cohen and Susie Schmidt. And I should let you know, tales about a lazy but lucky fellow named Jack are told all over the southern Appalachian Mountains. One time, away back years ago, there was a boy named Jack. He and his folks lived off in the mountains, and they were awful poor, just didn't have a thing. Jack had two brothers, Will and Tom, and they are in some of the Jack tales, but this one, there's mostly just Jack in it. Jack was awful lazy sometimes, just wouldn't do any lick of work. His mother and his daddy kept trying to get him to help, but they couldn't do a thing with him when he took a lazy spell. But they kept trying. So one cold December morning, Jack's daddy stood beside Jack in the yard, looked at the rabbit tracks in the snow, looked at Jack, and said, "Son, at the end of them tracks is your breakfast." Jack got his old single barrel and the only two shells he had and started out. Jack walked on, walked on. After following the tracks around the hill a piece, he started getting tired and stooped to rest. Just then he heard a fluttering sound above him. He looked up and saw 9 wild turkeys land on a tree limb in a big sweet gum. "Can't pass them up," said Jack, and fired away. Jack was so close that the charge split the tree limbs, and the turkeys caught their toes in the crack and beat each other to death, flapping their wings. All Jack had to do was climb up and get 'em. "I got 9 turkeys," said Jack, "but I still don't have that rabbit." So he traveled on, traveled on. The tracks led him down the hill, and he stepped along after 'em. "Whoa," cried Jack, sliding down through the snow. "What's that?" A big grizzly bear and a wild boar came tumbling toward him, fighting for dear life. Well, Jack didn't think he had a chance. He just threw his gun down, closed his eyes, and threw out his arms, hoping to protect himself. The bear ran right into one of them, and Jack's hand went down its throat and out the other end. So Jack grabbed the bear's tail and turned him inside out. When the old boar saw there wasn't anything else around to fight, he started butting Jack from behind with his 6-inch tusks. Jack got so tired of landing flat on his rear that he gave up. "I'll just hide behind this tree," said Jack, till it's all over. But the boar kept coming. When the boar rammed his 6-inch tusks into that 5-inch tree, Jack bent down, picked up a rock, and bashed him down with it. "You're caught," said Jack. "Now I got 9 turkeys and 2 flavors of big game. But I still don't have that rabbit." If you want to find out if Jack gets the rabbit, tune in after this quick announcement.
Yogi Bear's Yellowstone Park offers your family a whole lot of fun. This beautiful camping resort offers a 10-acre pond, swimming pool, playground, and plenty of activities designed for the whole family. They can accommodate any size RV, along with offering rustic cabins and RV rentals. Yogi Bear's Yellowstone Park is located ideally in the Finger Lakes wine country, with wineries, state parks, and gorges nearby. Yogi Bear's Yellowstone Park is perfect for visiting family, friends, and is a great place to get away from it all.
The Joint and Von Hagen Law Firm is proud to support the Dorman Library and their summer reading program on WABH Radio. Joint and Von Hagen is the successor to attorney William Joint's successful solo practice of more than 20 years in Bath. With the addition of Catherine Von Hagen, the practice focuses on residential and commercial real estate, estate planning, estate administration, and probates. Joint and Von Hagen is now located at 113 East Tobin Street in Bath, and they're committed to establishing and maintaining trusted legal relationships with their clients.
We came back to hear about the rest of the story about Jack. Let's see if he can catch that rabbit. So Jack ambled on, along after those rabbit tracks till he got to the creek bank. He looked on up the creek, and there, flying right close together, were 9 wild ducks. Jack looked down on the creek. "Whoa," he said, "there's 9 wild geese." Then Jack heard a buzzing sound. He turned and stood face to face with a coiled-up rattlesnake. Hadn't more than a second to think what to do, so he just fired away. And Jack's old gun blew right up. Well, the barrel went up the creek and killed the 9 wild ducks. The stock went down the creek and killed the 9 wild geese. The bullet ricocheted off a stone and hit the rattlesnake between the eyes. The kick of the gun knocked Jack head over heels backwards right into the creek. "Whoa," said Jack, wiping his eyes. "There's that darn rabbit." He paddled out of the cold water, intent on catching it. But when he came out on land, his pockets were so full of fish, he could hardly move. The weight of those fish made a button pop off Jack's overalls. "Whoa," said Jack, and watched the button fly over and kill that rabbit. Well, Jack took the rabbit, the fish, the rattlesnake, the geese, the ducks, the boar, the bear, and the turkeys, and put out for home to cook his breakfast. And the last time I went to see him, he was a-doing real well. You might be wondering why the young man in this story is named Jack. He comes from a long line of tales about a lucky fellow who stumbles into situations. You might remember a more famous one with a beanstalk and a boy named Jack. So if you're interested in learning more and want some good books to read, stop by the Dorman Library. We hope you're having a great summer. And thanks to WABH for hosting us and sharing these stories.
Summer is here, and the Steuben Citizens Federal Credit Union is celebrating with a home improvement loan special. Thinking of a new roof, a new addition, or maybe some other home project is planned and you need money? Steuben Citizens is offering great rates. You can borrow as much as $15,000 at 4.5% up to 60 months. Must meet member lending eligibility requirements. When you need a great loan rate, the Steuben Citizens Federal Credit Union is with you every step of the way on Wilson Avenue, where membership has its privilege.
If you're looking for freshly baked donuts, breads, rolls, and cakes, you'll find them at the Betty Kay Bake Shop. They also offer cookies, cupcakes, pies often made with fresh local ingredients, and low sugar and gluten-free options. They continue to practice COVID-19 health guidelines with masks required and only 2 people in the store at one time. Open Monday through Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., except Friday, they are open till 5:30. The Betty Kay Bake Shop on Liberty Street in downtown Bath. It doesn't taste any better.
That concludes our stories for this week, presented by members of the Dorman Library staff. We hope you have enjoyed it. Your comments are welcome. Our program has been sponsored by Steuben Citizens Federal Credit Union, the Betty Kay Bake Shop, Joint and Von Hagen Law Firm, and Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park. You're listening to Big Country WABH, the home of the greatest country hits of all time.